Amen. Praise the Lord for that great number. Thank you, men. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53 this morning. This morning, I guess we'll call our message this morning, Everyone Included. Everyone Included. You know, some of you might remember in grade school, and they were picking teams for whatever, and it was pretty sad when they said, we're picking teams, but you can't play. And someone was excluded. I was just thinking about our ministry at the UW Whitewater and thinking about they have the, I guess, one of the best wheelchair basketball teams in America. And, you know, for a long time, people in a wheelchair weren't included in playing basketball. And they have a special gym for them over there, and they have a special program, and they're included in the game of basketball nowadays over there, doing well, enjoying it. But, you know, in the Bible, we have a great message. There's a sad part about it, and there's a glad part about it. But everyone is included. Rich, poor, old, young, men, women, everyone. Americans, foreigners to America, everyone is included. And I'd like us to look in verse number 6 of this chapter, a great verse that includes everyone. And so, if you only can read one verse, this is a good verse to read. Isaiah 53:6, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. A great verse begins with the word all and ends with the word all. Everyone included. All we like sheep have gone astray. Well, it starts out with a universal problem, with a universal condemnation. A universal problem with a universal result. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Astray, we have turned everyone to his own way. Now, you know, you think about this verse. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone, every man, human, all of mankind is doing is on the same path, has been on the same path. And it's the path of going their own way. Now, if everybody's going their own way, sometimes it's kind of hard to tell that everybody's going their own way. You know what? Everybody's going their own way. It's hard sometimes for people to tell that they're going their own way because everyone's doing it. And the Bible tells us that we have a universal problem, that all we like sheep have gone astray. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. It talks about the problem that everyone, just like Adam and Eve, have gone their own way. God told Adam and Eve, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge and good and evil. For the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. And what did they do? They went their own way. And every one of us have gone our own way. We've gone our way in contrast to going God's way. God's law, God's word, God's plan says you go this way. And the Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. It talks about our actions. Our lives are full of actions. Our lives are full of sins that are a result of us going our own way, doing what we want to do, doing what we want to do it, and doing it the way we want to do it, and doing it how we want to do it, and doing it when we want to do it. And there's no exception. There's no exception. All we like sheep have gone astray. It speaks of our actions. And you know, we need to own up to our actions. Now the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. You know, it's not only our actions. It has to do with our nature. It has to do with our nature. You know, sheep go astray because it's their nature to go astray. That's just a part about of being a sheep, is to go astray. You know, you have to have good fences if you're raising sheep. And they better not have any holes in them. And if you have a hole in that fence, that sheep will find it, because it's their nature to go astray. And when they go astray, they don't know the way back. Why? Because it is their nature. The great hymn writer said, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. That's human nature. Everyone has it. We are not born with a nature that is prone to follow God. We are not born with a nature that is prone to say, God, whatever you say, that's what I want to do it. And I want to do it how you want it. And I want to do it when you want it. And I want to do it in a way that exactly how... No, we're not born that way. Man has a nature of going his own way. The Bible tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. But you know what? That's the problem. Our nature is to lean upon our own understanding. That's our nature. It's our nature isn't to do exactly what God says and do it how he says and where he says, when he says. No, that's not our nature. Our nature is to lean upon our own understanding and do it the way we want. We have a universal problem. And there are no exceptions. There are no exceptions. Not a one. There is none righteous. No, not one. We need to admit the truth about ourselves. We need to come to grips with the reality of who we are and how we are born. We are born with a sinful nature. We are born with a nature that likes to wander. We have all gone our own way. Don't go comparing yourself to someone else, because you're comparing yourself to someone else who is going their own way, who has that same nature. You know, as a sheep go out of the field, they look at one another and says, oh, hey, we're having a good time. We're all doing the same thing. I must be fine. All wandering out of the way. We have a heart problem. You know, and there's a consequence problem. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's a consequence of that heart problem. There's a consequence of that sin problem. There's a consequence of who we are. The Bible says, in Adam, all shall die. In Adam, all shall die. We'll face the results. God said to Adam and Eve, the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. There's physical death, and there's spiritual death. Adam and Eve, as they went their own way, and God came to find them, what did they do? They hid from God. They hid from God. Oh, people today are hiding from God. Hiding from God. Hiding from the truth. Hiding from the correction. They're hiding from the facts. Why? Because we all face the universal... We all experience the universal problem and condemnation of sin. Well, that's the first all. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. We read this chapter, it's like we're reading the New Testament. Jesus Christ, he came from heaven's glory to die on the cross. And what happened to him on Calvary's cross? The Bible says, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Of course, the Lord is doing something here. And the Bible tells us that from noon to 3 o'clock, as Jesus hung on the cross, there was darkness upon the earth. In the middle of the day, it wasn't an eclipse. For 3 hours, total darkness. Why? Because God was giving a physical symbol of the fact that God, the Father, was placing our wicked, rebellious, willful sin on Jesus Christ. Our judgment. All of our judgment. All of our sin was placed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Universal payment. The Bible tells us of that universal payment. For 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, but he, that's God, hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us. The one who knew no sin became sin for us. Why? Because God the Father placed on God the Son our sin. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, very simply, that God it says, my little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. A universal payment. The sins of the whole world. You know, who does that include? That includes everybody from Adam to the end of the millennial age. Every soul that has lived and every soul that will live. It includes the sin of Adam all the way through the sins of those who put Jesus on the cross, which we are included. To the sins that are yet to come. It includes the sins that we did do. It includes the sins that we will do. It includes sinful thoughts. It includes lust. It includes envy. It includes bitterness. It includes unforgiveness. It includes hate. It includes adultery. It includes fornication. It includes pornography. It includes stealing. Whether it's a peanut at the grocery store, or filing your taxes with lies, or a bill you never paid and you don't ever intend to pay it. Includes the sins of stealing. Includes the sins of lying. Whether it's a bold-faced lie, whether it's deception, whether it's manipulation, whether it's signing something that you didn't, you never intend to keep, whether it's breaking of a sacred vow. Lying. Lies. Many lies. Many deceptions. The Bible says that God put upon him the iniquity of us all. Everyone. The sins from our youth. The first time we disobeyed. The first time we told a lie to our parents. First time we did something behind their back. To the sins of old people. Whatever they might be. All our sins were put on Jesus Christ. From the beginning of the world to the end of the world, all our sins were placed in Christ. The one who knew no sin, who never had a bad thought, who never lied, who never cheated, who was completely obedient to his parents. The one who did the will of the Father in every way. Who never wanted to sin. Who never had a thought of sin. The Lord Jesus, the divine Son of God. All that wicked, dark sin was placed on Jesus Christ. All of it. From the sin of pride. To the sin of hate. It's all placed on the Lord Jesus Christ. A universal payment was made on Calvary's cross. And Jesus said to the Father, not my will but thine be done. As he willingly hung on Calvary's cross, he could have called legions of angels to rescue him. No, he chose to bear all our sin. The universal payment. You know, it is vain for you to try to do some good works to earn your way to heaven. It is vain for you because, number one, you are already going astray. You can't do too well. You can't fix up your bad by doing something good. No. There's a payment made that only Jesus Christ could pay, because he only was the perfect divine Son of God. A universal payment. We have a universal problem with a universal condemnation. And we have a universal payment. Jesus Christ paid the penalty of man's sin. Paid the hell that is the penalty, the judgment of our sin. And with that universal payment comes a universal offer. A universal offer. That universal offer is found in the Bible, in the word, whosoever. You probably know that offer. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever will. Revelation chapter 22, we have the same great offer, universal offer. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whosoever will. A universal offer. Romans chapter 10. We have that universal offer. Romans 10, verse 11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We have a whosoever. And this is a universal offer, because there has been a universal payment for sin. Whosoever will. Whosoever means anyone. Whosoever will see themselves as a sinner. Do you see yourself as a sinner? Do you see yourself as one that you just go your own way, do your own thing, in direct rebellion against God? Do you see yourself as a sinner? The whosoever is the one who sees himself as a sinner. Is that how you see yourself? You know, we got nice clothes on today. Nice Sunday go to meeting clothes, which is proper to worship God. But you know, under all these nice clothes, what's on the inside? What's on the inside? Every one of us is born with a sinful heart. Every one of us has a black, black, black heart. And that black heart loves to go his own way. Whosoever will is for the one who sees himself as a sinner. Whosoever, that means anyone, is for those who see themselves as unable to save themselves. Unable to save themselves. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saves us. Of course, you need to know what mercy is. Mercy is the withholding that of which we deserve. Unable to save themselves. That's included in whosoever. If you think you can save yourself, if you think that you're good enough, if you think that by good works you can save yourself, if you think you're not so bad and you can put a little good deeds to that, no. Whosoever is for those who see themselves as unable to save themselves. You know, the person that's drowning, they cry help when they see they can't save themselves. You know, I'm not a very good swimmer. And I don't like deep water. And yet, I like to swim. I like exercise. I don't get to have as much exercise as I like. And that rare occasion that I get to swim, there are many times in deep water, I panic. Because I'm not a good swimmer. And you start moving real fast. Probably that's not a good sign either. And I hope someone's close by. Usually my wife is. And she keeps an eye on me. Because I'm not a good swimmer. But you know, you lose your breath. In deep water, can't touch bottom. You get that horrible feeling. That's right. Should have that horrible feeling that you can't save yourself. I remember the day when somehow God used his words to show me that my thinking that if my good works would outweigh my bad, I might make it to heaven. But I remember the day that God made that clear to me that that wouldn't work and that I was on my way to hell. Whosoever is for the person who sees themselves as unable to save themselves from hell. Whosoever is the one who sees Christ as God's complete provision for all our sin. Christ as the complete provision. Sees Christ as the one who can forgive them of all their sin. Sees Christ as the one who can deliver them from their wickedness. sees Christ as the one who can give them a new heart and set them free from the bond of sin. Whosoever will is the one who sees Christ as God's provision. Whosoever will is the person who will go to Jesus Christ. The person who will go to Jesus Christ. It isn't enough to say, okay, I know he can do it. I know that he did it. I believe in him. No, you must go to him. That's the whosoever. Who will go? Who will go? And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who is going to call upon the name of the Lord? The one who sees himself as a sinner. The one who sees he cannot save himself. One who knows that Christ has died for him and can forgive him. But he will, whosoever will go to Jesus Christ. He will go to him. Whosoever. Can you put your name there? That's the question. Can you put your name there? Put your name there. Can you? Will you? Thank the Lord there was a day that whosoever was Ron Roberts. And whosoever, Ron Roberts, called on Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, turned to him for forgiveness of his sins, turned to him to give him a new heart. Whosoever, that means you. Whosoever, how old do you have to be? Old enough to know you're a sinner. Old enough to know that you can't save yourself. Old enough to see that Christ is your only hope. Old enough to decide to go to him. Whosoever. Can you put your name there? Have you put your name there? That's the good question. Have you put your name there? Has there been a specific time at you as a wandering, lost sinner, going your own way, turn to Jesus Christ. The drowning man. Turn to someone to rescue him from drowning. The sinner. Turn to someone to rescue him from sin. The whosoever is the person who will do it now. The Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. The whosoever is always the person who will do it now. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the only time that we can turn to Jesus Christ. No one here is guaranteed 1 minute after today. No one here is guaranteed 1 minute after now. Now is the accepted time. Everyone is included. There's a woman one time that 3 nights in a row she had this terrible dream. And in this terrible dream, she dreamed that she had too many sins and too bad a sins, and that God could never forgive her. I know there's a lot of people like that. They've committed too many sins. They've committed too terrible of sins. And they think God can never forgive me. The preacher came over and she told him what she'd been dreaming and what she was thinking. And he took her to the Bible. And he took her to 1 John 1:9. And it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he said to her, what does the Bible say? And the Bible says, she said, well, the Bible says, if I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive me my sins. And he said to her, well, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe your feelings? You're going to believe your guilt? You're going to believe your fears? Or you're going to believe God's word? And the Bible says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And who is he that believeth in him? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. To believe on Jesus Christ is to come to him, to go to him. Admitting yourself as a sinner, one who is bent on going their own way. Coming as one whose sin is so wicked, it condemns them to hell. Whosoever is one who sees that they are unable to save themselves from their own sin, and they are unable to change their own heart. Whosoever is one who sees God, Christ, as God's loving provision, and who can give complete forgiveness. Whosoever is whoever will go to Christ for forgiveness and a new heart and eternal life. Everybody is included in whosoever. It's a universal offer. But only you can do something about it. Christ died for all the sins of the world. But he's not your Savior until you make him your Savior. He is the Lord. The Lord of Lords. But he never is the Lord of your life until you personally receive him. Turn from going your own way and turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. A universal problem and condemnation, a universal payment with a universal offer. Will you take God's offer today? You can today. Right now. You can. You can believe, choose to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You can choose to go to him. Put all your sin upon him. You can choose to go to him as a lost, strayed sheep. The one who can save you from your straying and give you a new heart. And forgive all your sin. Whosoever is the one who will do it now. What good reason do you have not to turn to Jesus Christ right now as your Savior? What good reason do you have not to receive him? What good reason? Ask yourself that. There is no good reason that you would refuse Jesus Christ, who has paid the complete penalty. and offers to be your wonderful Savior. Even as David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank you today for the great message of the Word of God. Thank you that the Lord Jesus paid all of our sin on Calvary's cross. He paid our hell. He paid our torture. He paid our torment. He paid our separation from the Father. He bore it. That with His stripes that we might be healed. Healed of our sins and our going astray. Healed of our guilt. Saved from eternal damnation. Saved from rebellion and our wickedness. So that we might have eternal life. New life. A new heart. Fellowship with you. Now, Lord, I pray that even now your Holy Spirit would make it personal to that person today. Oh, Lord, might they might have come here with every appearance of being a good person. But, Lord, we know there's none good, not one. We know that all of us on the inside are wayward sinners going our own way that need to come to the end of our waywardness, going our own way, and turn to Jesus to save us. Might it be so. Even now, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, Lord, work in hearts. Help them to make it personal. Help them to do what they need to do to turn to Christ as Savior, to call upon Him, to trust their sin to Him. Invite Him to be their Lord and Savior. May it be so, Lord. And I pray for those, Lord, who are here today that have trusted you. And I pray that, Lord, you'd work in our hearts as we think about our Savior. With heads bowed and eyes closed, you know, now is accepted time. How about you? Today, would you like to accept Christ as your Savior? Afterwards, we'll have an invitation. And right today, you could make that decision. The Bible says, whosoever believeth in Him shall not be ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed about. This is the most important decision in the world. And if there was any reason why you would hesitate, maybe you're not ready to be saved and to be forgiven. You don't really want Jesus Christ yet. Perhaps you're here today, though, that you can say, you know, I know the day that I was a whosoever, I called upon Jesus Christ. And you say, you know, I'm rejoicing in that today that I have trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And just as in an uplifted hand, would you say, yep, you know what? I can point today that I accepted Christ and I was a whosoever and I was saved that day. Could you just raise your hand today as a testimony of that all over the auditorium? Amen. Okay, put those hands down. I wonder if you raise your hand, though. Have you been wandering? Have you been wandering? Have you been going your own way again? Have you been doing it your way, not God's way? Are you just kind of following your old nature, doing it the way you want to do it? You say you came from your wandering to come to Christ. I wonder, are you wandering today? You say, you know what? I can identify with that hymn writer who said, Lord, I feel it. Prone to wander, prone to leave the God I love. And God is speaking to your heart today. And say, you know what? I sense that that is true in my life. And it needs to stop. It needs to stop. And God is speaking to my heart today. Pastor, pray for me. I know that wandering needs to stop. Pray for me as God has spoken my heart. Okay? Praise the Lord. Raise your hand. Say, Pastor, pray for me. I sense that wandering. Pray for me that I not wander. Pray that I will let God have his way in my life. Okay? Amen. Others. God is speaking to your heart. Amen. Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay? Others. I sense that. And I realize that's exactly the opposite of what God wants, but that's what I'm doing. Pastor, pray for me. There's a needs to be a turning in my life. Anyone else like to turn to the Lord today? Okay? Father, we thank you today. That for all us wanderers, there is a universal provision in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray today, Lord, for those who need to test 1 John 1:9 and turn from their going astray and confess their sin and find the forgiveness in Jesus Christ and the cleansing from his blood. And get back on the path that you have for them. We pray today for those who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ. Lord, they're not yet tired of wandering. I pray that you would, by your grace and mercy, help them to see the picture of what that we really are in ourselves. And to see their willfulness and their sin. And turn to the only one who gladly will receive them and forgive them and become their Savior. May it be today, Lord. May your Holy Spirit work. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.